Hello and welcome to the world's greatest action sports podcast, The Monday Mass. I'm your host, Chris Cote. It's May 7th. I'm recording this from a little weird hotel room up in Lemoore, California, a place that I'm actually growing very fond of. I like it here in Lemoore. Lemoore is 120 miles from the beach, dead center of California. Of course, this is where the WSL Surf Ranch is. And like most people in the surf world, I'm coming off of a high from a weekend at the WSL Founders Cup. Now, I had a different view of this event as I was one of the commentators. And I'll tell you from my perspective, from my angle, which we'll get into in surf news, it was an incredible weekend. You know, now I'm just kind of looking back and reflecting and going down wormholes and dealing with trolls and lovers, haters, people who are excited, people who are on the verge of vomiting. But I tell you, this was a really fun event to be a part of, festival atmosphere. And you know, I feel like we've just scratched the surface of, you know, what this thing was made for, what this machine was made to do, you know, and I'm excited to dig deeper into this. But before we get there, of course, we got to thank our sponsors. We got to thank Baja Bound Insurance, BajaBound.com. Anytime you go down south of the border into Baja, into anywhere in Mexico, you're going to want insurance. I love Mexico. I love going there. And I want to continue to go there, and I don't want anything, you know, weird to happen. You know, and I'm talking about fender bender, you know, your car getting broken into, whatever. And if that happens, it can be a true pain in the ass. But if you've got Baja Bound Insurance, things will be taken care of. A safety net, if you will. So go to Baja Bound. If you're going to Baja, go to Baja Bound. It's easy. That's the equation. Also, I want to thank you online. You! Online, YEW Online, for years of support. Stoked to be part of the crew at you. Also, from now until the end of May, maybe into June, Superbrand. That's right. Superbrand will be providing us with trunks to provide to you. How do you like that? So there you go. Superbrand will be doing a giveaway each and every episode here on the Monday Mass. And I'm in the middle of a travel bender, so I'm going to do my best to get these episodes done. Coming off of a long weekend. And, you know, I can't help it. I gotta do this. I gotta do the Monday Mass because some people want it, I guess. Which is a good thing. So we will have details on the Superbrand trunk giveaway. Surf trunks, board shorts, boardies, whatever you like to call them, coming up later on in the show. And speaking of that, let's get to the show.
Give me an anchor.
Let's start it off with skate news today. So skate news is always brought to you by Quincy Woodwright's. Quincy Woodwright's USA made skateboard decks. This is, what do they call it? Michigan Hard Rock Maple. That's the real deal. That's Michigan Pop. I really like these boards. And everyone who I've given a board to, you know, I work with them. Yes, I do. Special projects, some marketing, social media. Hi, I'm Chris Cote. Everyone who I've given one of these boards to has been hyped on it right away. So, I mean, I wouldn't say I'm picky with skateboards. I'm not good enough at skateboarding to be necessarily picky, but I've been doing it for a long time. So I know good wood. This is good wood. Quincy Woodwright's does full graphic shop decks for hundreds of shops around the country. We've got our own line of decks. Of course, we do blanks, uncuts, the whole deal. Uncut. Hi. So they also sponsor this podcast, among many other things. I love them. Hello. Skate news. Yes. Skate news. So we do have a battle of pool parties this weekend. A three-way battle of pool parties? What? Yeah. One of them was the Vans pool party. The Vans pool party, from what I've seen, was an insanity. This is just your classic. Get everyone in the barn, dig a giant hole and rip. So it's what, 17 years I've been doing the Vans pool party, and I haven't really got to dig super deep into the broadcast. But the homies, Neil Hendricks, Chris Pastor's there, Jeff Grosso, Scott Taylor. They were on fire throughout the whole weekend, talking about some of the craziest deep pool skateboarding anyone's ever seen. I mean, this is a replica of a pool that was built in the 70s. You know, the Upland pool. I wouldn't say replica. It's an homage, if you will. And the thing is huge. And just when you think nothing is left to be done in this deep pit, you know, people do it. They do that and some. Tom Schard took the win for the Pro Division. Chris Miller, of course. How are you going to beat Chris Miller in the Vans pool party? You can't. Chris Miller was going off. So, so sick. And Sandro Diaz won Masters. It was crazy. I mean, you have to watch it. It doesn't matter if you're a skate fan, a skater, pool skater, street skater, whatever. This contest is crazy. Men and women. Well, no, this one's men. There is a women's combi event, but this one's men's. And, oh, there's but Kiko. It's a kid named Kiko who basically won the entire event just by doing one 15-foot backside ollie. No grab needed. Full. I'm going to post that on my Instagram immediately. Immediately. So, I can't describe what was going on in the Vans pool party. You got to just watch it. It's on the internet. It's everywhere. So go watch it. Another thing you have to watch on the internet. Ooh. I'm not trying to start a shoe war. But the Converse Cons purple video, man. I could not stop watching it. I was trying to stop, but I was watching it late last night. The music, the vibe of the video, the skating, of course, the angles. This is the complete package. One of the best skate videos I've seen in a long time. There's just something about it. It's raw, but it's, you know, this visceral, and the team is well-rounded. You know, you got your street stars, undergrounders, you know, you're just, it's, I mean, it's really kind of hard to describe. Somehow the elements just all come together with the team, with the style of skating. You know, you have dudes flying down hills. Brian De La Torre's freaking mashing in San Francisco. It's you have to watch it again. I'm not going to start naming names because I don't know all the names offhand, Again, my brain's a little fried. I've been at a wave pool all weekend talking about surfing. Just watch the Converse Cons purple video on Thrasher Mag right now. It's stunning. I mean, you talk about an eclectic, well-rounded team. I said I wasn't going to name names, but I will name names. Mike Anderson, Jake Johnson, some of my favorite skateboarding in the new Converse video went down by way of Aaron Harrington, Kevin Rodriguez. Of course, you cannot forget Louis Lopez, Bobby DeKaiser. I mean, this team is heavy. It's heavy. So I would just say if you're gonna watch any skate videos today or for the next week, month, years, watch the Converse video. I was watching it midnight last night, and I just wanted to get up and go out and go skateboarding in the street. It has that effect. Visceral, raw, energetic, beautiful. Soundtrack is insane. 100 thumbs up. Converse Cons purple. Also in the skate news world, the 9th annual Skateboarding Hall of Fame went down over the weekend. This weekend was crazy for events. Now that I'm seeing it all on paper. And just a little behind the scenes look at what goes on here at Monday Mass HQ in Lemoore, California. I didn't have much time, but what I usually do is and a lot of people ask me, like, oh, how do you do a podcast? Well, this is what I do, the process, if you will. Last night, I started compiling notes, bullet points onto a Word document as to what happened this last week. So I just start, I don't know, barfing information onto a page. And now I'm trying to decode that and decipher it, potentially make it entertaining for you to listen to. That's what's happening. And I'm looking at this now. And there's a lot that happened in the past week. And here's one of them. This is one of the cooler things that happened in the past week. The 9th Annual Skateboarding Hall of Fame. So, this is where you have inductees that get awards. They make speeches. They're oftentimes interesting, funny, heartfelt. And this is one of the few places in skateboarding that it's okay to cry. So, who got the awards last over the weekend? The 60s era was Tommy Ryan. 70s era, Mike Weed. 70s era Tube, David Hackett, Brad Bowman. Yes. 1980s era, Alan Losey, inventor of the Losey grind, and some, and more. And then, of course, 80s era 2, Matt Hensley. I mean, you could not have a Skateboarding Hall of Fame without having Matt Hensley in it. The 90s inductee for this year, Guy Mariano. And the crazy part about that is the dude is still skating as good as he's ever skated, if not the best he's ever skated now. I'm sure there's a video part in the works from Guy Mariano. Last year I got to DJ this party. Talk about pressure when your heroes of heroes of heroes are coming up on stage and you have to provide the walk-up music. It was heavy. Looking around the room, all your skateboarding heroes are sitting right in front of you. And if you play a stupid song, no, they don't care actually. Everyone's super cool at this thing. Female inductee, Patty Hoffman, yes. And Judy Oyama. And then the 2018 Icon Awards, Skateboarder Magazine, Bane Skateboards, and Jeff Ho. So a big night, you know, historic night for skateboarding. So all the profits from the Skateboarding Hall of Fame go to the Go Skateboarding Foundation. And again, I mean, it's weird to be on a podcast and just keep telling you to go onto the internet and do something. But if you go onto the internet to watch the Converse Cons video, to watch the Vans Pool Party, then just give yourself an extra couple of minutes to watch the 9th Annual Skateboarding Hall of Fame. So I'm sure some of the videos and the speeches are up now. Big, great night for skateboarding. In sad news, this just happened yesterday. This was kind of a shocker. So Mike Davis, Birdhouse team rider, you kind of became a household name by way of King of the Road. He was a technical wizard. Seemed like just an amazing, seemed like a good person. He died over the weekend. And the details are not quite out yet, so I won't even speculate. All I know is it's sad. He was a dad, a husband, a young dude. It's heartbreaking because, you know, I never met him, but you watch skateboarding has a way of, I don't know, developing some kind of different type of intimacy with the viewer, because as a skater, you know what it feels like to battle a trick. You know what it feels like to be in a van with the homies. You know what it feels like to, you know, suffer the joy of skateboarding. And so you have that bond, even if you're watching someone on a screen, you don't know them, you know, but you connect with them. And Mike Davis seemed like that type of guy that if you saw him at a spot or at a park or demo, whatever, he would be the dude that would come up and say, "What's up?" Say, "Hey, how are you? How you doing? Like, nice to meet you." And not everybody's like that. But from everything I've heard, Mike Davis was just a great dude, a homie. And, you know, beyond just being a skateboarder, stand-up man. And he's gone. And I've just seen a couple of messages saying, you know, if you need help, if you're dealing with depression or whatever. And again, I'm not speculating. I'm just saying, man, reach out. Do not go through any of this alone. Skateboarding is a giant family. It sucks to even have to talk like that. You know, this dude was a young, early 20s. Mike Davis is gone. But I mean, it sounds petty to celebrate him by going back. I mean, go back and watch his video parts. But do it. I mean, celebrate what he accomplished. And, you know, reach out to an old friend. Reach out to a neighbor. Somebody who's skating alone at the park. Maybe they just want to be skating alone. But maybe, you know, they're depressed. Go say what's up. Tell them, have a good day. I mean, whatever. A little can go a long way when it comes to reaching out to a stranger and just saying hi. You know, give them nucks when you skate by, whatever. Little things like that can help. So do it. And that's your skate news. Who loves the sun? Who cares that it makes plants grow? Who cares what it does since you broke my heart? Who loves the wind? Who cares that it makes breezes? Who cares what it does since you broke my heart?
Sun. Who cares that it is shining? Who cares what it does?
Let's start it off with skate news today. So skate news is always brought to you by Quincy Woodwrights. Quincy Woodwrights, USA made skateboard decks. This is what do they call it? Michigan Hard Rock Maple. That's the real deal. That's Michigan Pop. I really like these boards. And everyone who I've given a board to, you know, I work with them. Yes, I do. Special projects, some marketing, social media. Hi, I'm Chris Cote. Everyone who I've given one of these boards to has been hyped on it right away. So, I mean, I wouldn't say I'm picky with skateboards. I'm not good enough at skateboarding to be necessarily picky, but I've been doing it for a long time. So I know good wood. This is good wood. Quincy Woodwrights does full graphic shop decks for hundreds of shops around the country. Got our own line of decks. Of course, we do blanks, uncuts, the whole deal. Uncut. Hi. So they also sponsor this podcast, among many other things. I love them. Hello. Skate news. Yes. Skate news. So we do have a battle of pool parties this weekend. A three-way battle of pool parties? What? Yeah. One of them was the Vans pool party. The Vans pool party, from what I've seen, was an insanity. This is just your classic. Get everyone in the barn, dig a giant hole and rip. So it's what, 17 years I've been doing the Vans pool party, and I haven't really got to dig super deep into the broadcast. But the homies, Neil Hendricks, Chris Pastor's there, Jeff Grosso, Scott Taylor, they were on fire throughout the whole weekend, talking about some of the craziest deep pool skateboarding anyone's ever seen. I mean, this is a replica of a pool that was built in the 70s. You know, the Upland pool. I wouldn't say replica. It's an homage, if you will. And the thing is huge. And just when you think nothing is left to be done in this deep pit, you know, people do it. They do that and some. Tom Shard took the win for the Pro Division. Chris Miller, of course. How are you going to beat Chris Miller in the Vans pool party? You can't. Chris Miller was going off. So, so sick. And Sandro Diaz won Masters. It was crazy. I mean, you have to watch it. It doesn't matter if you're a skate fan, a skater, pool skater, street skater, whatever. This contest is crazy. Men and women. Well, no, this one's men. There is a women's combi event, but this one's men's. And, oh, there's but Kiko. It's a kid named Kiko who basically won the entire event just by doing one 15-foot backside ollie. No grab needed. Full. I'm going to post that on my Instagram immediately. Immediately. So, I can't describe what was going on in the Vans pool party. You got to just watch it. It's on the internet. It's everywhere. So go watch it. Another thing you have to watch on the internet. Ooh. I'm not trying to start a shoe war. But the Converse Cons purple video. Man. I could not stop watching it. I was trying to stop, but I was watching it late last night. The music, the vibe of the video, the skating, of course, the angles. This is the complete package. One of the best skate videos I've seen in a long time. There's just something about it. It's raw, but it's, you know, it's visceral, and the team is well-rounded. You know, you got your street stars, undergrounders. It's really kind of hard to describe. Somehow the elements just all come together with the team, with the style of skating. You know, you have dudes flying down hills. Brian De La Torre's freaking mashing in San Francisco. It's you have to watch it again. I'm not going to start naming names because I don't know all the names offhand. Again, my brain's a little fried. I've been at a wave pool all weekend talking about surfing. Just watch the Converse Cons purple video on Thrasher Mag right now. It's stunning. I mean, you talk about an eclectic, well-rounded team. I said I wasn't going to name names, but I will name names. Mike Anderson, Jake Johnson, some of my favorite skateboarding in the new Converse video went down by way of Aaron Harrington, Kevin Rodriguez. Of course, you cannot forget Louis Lopez, Bobby DeKaiser. I mean, this team is heavy. It's heavy. So I would just say if you're gonna watch any skate videos today or for the next week, month, years, watch the Converse video. I was watching it midnight last night, and I just wanted to get up and go out and go skateboarding in the street. It has that effect. Visceral, raw, energetic, beautiful. Soundtrack is insane. 100 thumbs up. Converse Con's purple. Also in the skate news world, the 9th annual Skateboarding Hall of Fame went down over the weekend. This weekend was crazy for events. Now that I'm seeing it all on paper. And just a little behind-the-scenes look at what goes on here at Monday Mass HQ in Lemoore, California. I didn't have much time, but what I usually do is and a lot of people ask me, like, oh, how do you do a podcast? Well, this is what I do, the process, if you will. Last night, I started compiling notes, bullet points, onto a Word document as to what happened this last week. So I just start, barfing information onto a page. And now I'm trying to decode that and decipher it, potentially make it entertaining for you to listen to. That's what's happening, and I'm looking at this now. And there's a lot that happened in the past week, and here's one of them. This is one of the cooler things that happened in the past week, the 9th Annual Skateboarding Hall of Fame. So, this is where you have inductees that get awards, they make speeches, they're oftentimes interesting, funny, heartfelt, and this is one of the few places in skateboarding that it's okay to cry. So, who got the awards over the weekend? The 60s era was Tommy Ryan. 70s era, Mike Weed. 70s era tube, David Hackett, Brad Bowman. Yes. 1980s era, Alan Losey, inventor of the Losey grind, and some, and more. And then, of course, 80s era two, Matt Hensley. I mean, you could not have a Skateboarding Hall of Fame without having Matt Hensley in it. The 90s inductee for this year, Guy Mariano. And the crazy part about that is the dude is still skating as good as he's ever skated, if not the best he's ever skated now. I'm sure there's a video part in the works from Guy Mariano. Last year I got to DJ this party. Talk about pressure when your heroes of heroes of heroes are coming up on stage and you have to provide the walk-up music. It was heavy. Looking around the room, all your skateboarding heroes are sitting right in front of you. And if you play a stupid song, no, they don't care, actually. Everyone's super cool at this thing. Female inductee, Patty Hoffman, yes. And Judy Oyama. And then the 2018 Icon Awards, Skateboarder Magazine, Bane Skateboards, and Jeff Ho. So a big night, historic night for skateboarding. So all the profits from the Skateboarding Hall of Fame go to the Go Skateboarding Foundation. And again, I mean, it's weird to be on a podcast and just keep telling you to go onto the internet and do something. But if you go onto the internet to watch the Converse Cons video, to watch the Vans pool party, then just give yourself an extra couple of minutes to watch the 9th Annual Skateboarding Hall of Fame. So I'm sure some of the videos and the speeches are up now. Big, great night for skateboarding. In sad news, this just happened yesterday. This was a kind of a shocker. So Mike Davis, Birdhouse team rider, you kind of became a household name by way of King of the Road. He was a technical wizard. Seemed like just an amazing, seemed like a good person. He died over the weekend. And the details are not quite out yet, so I won't even speculate. All I know is it's sad. He was a dad, a husband, a young dude. It's heartbreaking because, I never met him, but you watch skateboarding has a way of, I don't know, developing some kind of different type of intimacy with the viewer, because as a skater, what it feels like to battle a trick. You know what it feels like to be in a van with the homies. You know what it feels like to, suffer the joy of skateboarding. And so you have that bond, even if you're watching someone on a screen, you don't know them, but you connect with them. And Mike Davis seemed like that type of guy that if you saw him at a spot or at a park or demo, whatever, he would be the dude that would come up and say, what's up? Say, hey, how are you? How you doing? Like, nice to meet you. And not everybody's like that. But from everything I've heard, Mike Davis was just a great dude, a homie, and, you know, beyond just being a skateboarder, stand-up man, and he's gone. And I've just seen a couple of messages saying, you know, if you need help, if you're dealing with depression or whatever, and again, I'm not speculating, I'm just saying, man, reach out. Do not go through any of this alone. Skateboarding is a giant family. It sucks to even have to talk like that. You know, this dude was a young, he was early 20s. Mike Davis is gone. But, I mean, it sounds petty to celebrate him by going back. I mean, go back and watch his video parts. But do it. I mean, celebrate what he accomplished. And, you know, reach out to an old friend. Reach out to a neighbor. Somebody who's skating alone at the park. Maybe they just want to be skating alone. But maybe, you know, they're depressed. Go say what's up. Tell them, have a good day. I mean, whatever. A little can go a long way when it comes to reaching out to a stranger and just saying hi. You know, give them nucks when you skate by. Whatever. Little things like that can help. So do it. And that's your skate news.
You ever get invited to two parties and you can't figure out which one you're going to go to, and you have to kind of weigh the pluses and the minuses against each other? Well, this weekend there was two pool parties. There was the Kelly Slater pool party up in Lemoore, California. You've probably heard about it. It was all over everything. And then there was the pool party that went down at the Vans Park in Anaheim. And what I'm going to do now is contrast and compare which one is cooler. Now, Kelly Slater's wave pool undoubtedly is revolutionary. Okay, it's like the future, bringing waves to places that normally wouldn't experience them. And not only bringing waves, but bringing waves of such perfection that it actually got boring to watch. You know, that was the biggest thing that I took away from Kelly's wave pool. I mean, it's straight up magic. It's Hogwarts shit. You're watching it right there unfold in front of you. But at the same time, when you bring people out there and they can anticipate when barrels are coming and they can anticipate when the sections are going to give them the ultimate place to do that turn of that air, it kind of gets repetitive. Not to take anything away from the surfers, not to take anything away from what Kelly has created. It just is kind of a repetitive thing. I think some of the best parts about surfing are the spontaneity that occurs when you put a bunch of guys out in the ocean and you don't know what the hell's going to hit them. They could be hit by a complete flat spell, have a wave, you know, that looks like nothing turn into something awesome. Basically, it's, you know, it's unwrapping a Christmas present. Kelly Slater's wave pool is kind of the equivalent of when you get a little older and your parents take you to the store and they go, you can pick out whatever you want for Christmas because we don't want to blow it. So I'm going to give the advantage to the pool party that happened at the Vans Park, because I got to watch that whole thing. And I mean, look, you've got insanity happening every 40 seconds, unpredictable insanity. The sketchy kind where feet are hanging off, people are doing backside ollies that seriously have no business being done in that bowl, never mind in real life. I mean, there was an 11-foot high backside ollie done yesterday, old school style, bonking with the back wheels off the coping, just banana rama happening. And then, you know, you got Tom Schaar, you got, you know, someone trying to put down the longest front board I've ever seen. Corey Janot is absolutely nuts with what he attempted yesterday. I would have loved to have seen a real make of that frontside board slide that was probably like 12 pool blocks long. I mean, it was long. It was long. Maybe it was like 30. I don't even know. It was long. And he also did like a 3 or 4 block frontside nose blunt slide. But I mean, it's crazy. So I'm contrasting these two, you know, against each other. You've got one event that features Kelly Slater, the greatest of all time, John Florence, arguably the best surfer ever on the planet, and you've also got, you know, Felipe Toledo and all these other wonderful people in there, and then you've got the Vance Pool Party, which has legends like Chris Miller and Steve Caballero and Eric Nash, and then you've got the young upstarts, you got like Corey Juneau, you got Tom Schaar, and it's just all these nutty people, but it's just the unpredictability and the fact that if you hang up on an 11-foot high backside ollie or doing a frontside blunt slide through a corner, you get knocked out. And the most that can kind of happen to you at Kelly's wave pool is you're bummed because you don't get to ride a wave again for another 2 minutes. So I give the advantage to the pool party. I'm not taking anything away from Kelly's wave pool, though. I want to go there. I want to surf that thing so bad. I want to see a contest that's, you know, maybe some frothy groms, like kids that are just jacked up on sugar in that thing, because that to me is kind of, I think, what that wave needs to have happen to it to showcase what is possible. You need to have the kids that specialize in doing airs and landing airs all the time. I want to see Chippa Wilson surf that thing. I want to see someone that can do big spins and do huge inverted flips, and they will skip the turns to burn down the line and just chuck themselves into oblivion. That's what I want to see. You know, I don't want to see the ultimate 35 turns to the end of the wave. I mean, I don't want to know when the barrel's coming. And then, you know, you've got the Vance Pool Party, which is, you don't know what the hell's going to happen when anyone drops in. So, Chris, I'm going to say the most bang for my buck happened at the Vance Pool Party this weekend. You sat there in the sun. What do you think? What was your favorite between the two?
Don't make me choose, Todd. Don't make me choose. Well, you know what? I love them both. So, I mean, picking a favorite would be tough. But, I do agree with Todd there that once, you know, when you get hyper-competitive surfers together, you know, you put them in that team format, you add the pressure of, you know, these guys and girls really having to elevate their, I guess, contest surfing to match each other, you're going to get some repetition as far as what they normally do in the ocean. You know, what they've been trained to do their whole life. Turn, utilize the wave, power, mixing the maneuvers, which I think it's a good start. But I think we needed to see a faster elevation between getting the score to start your heat and then trying to up the ante and, you know, do a rodeo flip, do a 540. So I feel like, again, you know, it feels like people are viewing this event with some sort of finality, like, well, that was it. But this was literally the doors opening to the world. And, you know, I was talking to Josh Kerr at the event, and we were talking about the potential for things like, you know, aerial events there, things like games of surf, where, you know, can you imagine, right? Chippa Wilson versus Josh Kerr in a game of surf. Backside big spin. All right, now Josh Kerr's got to do it. Now Josh Kerr goes up and does a, you know, fully flared out, inverted 540. And then Chippa's got to do it. You know, these are the things that the wave pool, the surf ranch, are eventually going to show us. There's so many video parts from this wave. And I feel like right now is the time. Okay, the shock value is behind us, and now we're looking at, okay, let's get down to business here. The progression will begin now. You know, we saw flashes of it. Felipe Toledo, you know, what he did, the combos that he put together, Gabriel Medina, Jordy Smith was doing it. You know, we've seen the footage of Griffin Colapinto. You know, Griffin, again, just a little spark, right? He did on a video a frontside tail whip to where he landed with his tail going forward. So he was switch stance, and he pulled it, almost pulled into a barrel. Now you can imagine a couple more attempts at that. We could be seeing surfers doing, you know, combos, rodeo flips straight into a bottom turn, into a front five, into the barrel. And again, There is no finality now that the WSL Founders Cup is over. It's just the beginning. And when people can start to wrap their heads around that, I mean, the pool is open. Now this prototype has been proven. So now it's time to send the invites out to Chippa Wilson, to Albie Layer, you know, to surfers that really are focused on progressing what's possible on a surfboard. You know, I think the guys and girls on the championship tour are focused on winning contests, and that's fine. You know, John Florence is not going to stop doing crazy airs because he's in a contest. You know, I feel like John was a little, he had his hands tied a little bit because he had to get a score for his team. He had a couple falls, and he's still just, yes, he is the best in the world, but he's still figuring out the surf ranch. So given time, you know, I feel like there is going to be an incredible array of progression and just mystic dynamicism. Oh, man, I was trying to say a cool big word. I used up all my big words. Mystic that is a hard phrase to say. Mystic dynamicism. It's stupid. I mean, why even try to say that? Mystic dynamicism. Is dynamicism, dynamic, is that even a word? Am I making that up? Anyway, I'll move beyond mystic dynamicism. I said it. Two, my favorite, there's a kid named Kiko that did a 15-foot backside air at the fans' pool party. That was my favorite thing of the weekend. I haven't gone deep enough in it yet. I've just watched the highlights. I'm going to watch the whole thing. And I haven't been this excited to go back and watch a surf contest in a long time. I'm going to go back and watch the Founders Cup in its entirety. That's what I'm going to do. Thank you, Todd Richards, for weighing in on that. And thank you to, you know, all the websites and trolls and twit trogs and nameless Russian bots for weighing in. You know, and I think by this event garnering so much attention, they won. You've given them what they wanted, trolls. Keep talking about it. That's a good thing. Let's give them something to talk about. Bonnie Raitt. So I'm going to dive into Twitter after this and start getting involved in the conversation. It's a real healthy area. It's a real healthy place to talk to friends on Twitter. You can talk to me on Twitter, at Chris Cote Show. But before that, hold up a second. Can't believe I almost forgot this. In this flurry of a mad weekend, the WSL Surf Ranch, I talked to one of my friends, Kelly Slater. My friend Kelly. Yeah, so Kelly was running around, you know, obviously playing the host role, playing the role of team captain for USA, doing it all, really, playing guitar with Lily Miola and Carissa Moore. You know, the dude was busting his ass to make sure this event went down without a hitch. But, as I sometimes try to do, I cornered Kelly and I made him answer a couple questions. Now, there's a thing with Kelly and I that sometimes, you know, these interviews can go two ways. They can be attempt to be funny, which rarely are. Because when I get around Kelly and Kelly gets around me, more often than not, it's super awkward. I don't know why. I think he's 90% awkward. I'm 10% awkward. Or it can be a serious, thought-provoking, little good conversation. And it's kind of how I approach it. Whatever questions I ask him, if he thinks the questions are dumb, he'll answer with a dumb answer. But if he thinks the question's good, he'll answer with something real. And I think that's kind of what happened here. My quick conversation with Kelly Slater at the WSL Surf Ranch during the WSL Founders Cup of Surfing, a WSL specialty event presented by WSL, produced by WSL for WSL, for WorldSurfLeague.com, for the WSL app. Yes, this is Kelly Slater and I talking. Hi, Kelly. First ever public event, first ever international team event. So far, it's been amazing. What has this weekend meant to you so far here on the morning of the finals?
This is the culmination of a dozen years of working on this project and the vision of this design coming together and actually working the way we believed it would. And to see everyone enjoying it so much. I think even if everyone came here and just was like, yeah, it was pretty fun, you know, that would be great. But to see that everyone's just really loving it, truly enjoying it, the experience from the fans to the surfers and everything in between. I haven't had a chance to download with the judges, but all the, everyone, all the officials at WSL, just everyone involved is so stoked on this and having so much fun. It seems like you guys are having fun too with the, being able to kind of define and break down what the surfers are doing and the different approaches. And look at this, I got to offer up the first three waves of the day to Tom Curran.
It's amazing.
This is like,
your ultimate surprise.
Tom's my all-time surf hero, and he's a good friend of Dirk and Natasha's, and I wanted to surprise them today with having Tom ride the first few waves on the final day.
No, I feel like watching what Felipe did, Jordy, John at the end of his run, that was kind of, to me, what this thing was invented for, that type of surfing.
Yeah.
I think now that the initial shock value has worn off, but people have gotten past it, I think this is where we're really going to start to see the progression, even on just day two of this event.
For sure. I know everyone's minds are thinking, how can we evolve past what we've done, or how can we perfect those sections? I know a few guys are really keenly thinking about what they can do on that section. I heard Kanoa and Leo talking about this morning. I'm sure Felipe is and Medina are really trying to figure out what else they can do besides what they have done, especially on the left, where both of them have kind of fallen a little bit flat, to be honest, so far. But we did see that clip of Medina from the other day with an alley-oop to air reverse, which was pretty sick. Super sick. I mean, that was the best combo I had seen so far, maybe until what Felipe did. But even so, you see somebody come out and do that, like what Felipe did, and all of a sudden the lid's kind of blown off that, and you go, okay, well, you can do that.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem unattainable. Now, I'm thinking, okay, you can do that. That's one option, is to run past that barrel section, land on the softer part out on the edge a little bit, and you still have a bunch of wave left. So it's opening up everyone's eyes, all these different clips coming out too, with Griffin especially, where he's doing the kind of tail throw to ride backwards to into a stall. It was like super innovative. I think even if you include all the clips you've ever seen from the ocean and stuff, that thing was right up there with anywhere and anything. So it's cool, man. I couldn't be more proud than what I've been the last couple days.
Oh yeah. Some great points there made by Kelly Slater, knowing full well that, yes, this is just the beginning. The fuse has been lit. And I love that he fully grasps what the Surf Ranch, what the KS Wave Co. Wave, what this whole thing is for. It is not to replace anything currently happening in surfing. It's to add to it. The icing on the surf cake, if you will. This is a training ground. And I said it at the end of the broadcast. I said, okay, this has been a prototype competition. Competition is over. The Surf Ranch will now become the ultimate surfing classroom. And that can be for beginner, intermediate surfers trying to figure out how to get up, go down the line, go fast. That can be for the highest level of pro. I guarantee you, any of the pros that surfed in this contest over the weekend, if you told them, hey, you want to surf more today, they would do it. This wave is that fun. But again, now hopefully there's going to be serious progression happening. Kickflip combos, 540s, 720s. Now that the pressure of competition, the pressure of this being the first public event, all of that is pulled away, you can start getting a little bit more free with what you're going to do in this thing. Now it's time to call some of the specialists in. And I think that's what's going to happen next. Things are going to get really fun. And we have to talk about the other wave pool battle. So Todd Richards talked about Vance Pool Party versus Founders Cup, made some great points. But over the weekend, you know, in a well-timed, shots-fired moment, the BSR Cable Park in Waco, Texas, released the first look at their wave made by American Wave Machines. And, you know, it was there was a little bit of mystery there. You can tell a little bit, you know, sword drawn. Hello, we've got a wave pool too, and it's a barreling right. So I've seen a couple more clips of it. I've seen Seth Moniz doing some big frontside 540s on a kind of a crazy-looking closeout section. I know that's probably secret stuff, but BSR Cable Park in Waco, Texas. I've been hearing about this place from Shane Magnuson. Moved himself and his family from Oceanside to Waco, Texas to run the surf show over there. Very interesting, and I'm looking forward to seeing more footage. The wave, I think, is about head high, draining right, and I mean, this has just been released over the weekend, so you talk about the pool party battle, the Vance Pool Party, that was a skateboarding event, so that can't really be considered, it was amazing, but it's not a surfing wave pool, that was just a pun, So now it's going to be a real battle of the wave pools. You've got BSR Cable Ranch, the Waco, Texas Wave Pool, American Wave Machines versus KS Wave Co, Surf Ranch. Now who's going to start really showcasing what these waves are for? Who's going to be able to win the... What is this like a Cold War for waves? No, it's everybody wins. Are you kidding me? The more these engineers, the more these people work on making wave pools better, we all win. So don't hate, celebrate. The more wave pools, the better. I'll ride them all. You know, I'm not under contract for anybody. I'll ride them all. I really do want to ride them all. Shane. Hi, Shane. How are you? The wave looks amazing. Congratulations. You know, I'm sure internally people are panicking because everybody wants to be the best. But they're all going to be fun. Let's celebrate them all. Peace, man. Joy to the world. Unclog these lineups. Okay. Surfers. Let's go. Half of you go to the wave pools. The other half will go to the ocean, and then we'll switch. We'll switch off half and half. Regular footers on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and alternating Sundays. Regular footers go to the wave pools. Goofy footers surf in the ocean on those other days, Tuesdays, Thursdays, Saturdays, and Sundays we'll all surf together in the ocean. Then everybody will be happy. It sounds great. That's the future of surfing. We're going to take turns everywhere we go. I want to come surf all the wave pools. I want all the wave pools. I want them all. Back to your normally scheduled program, the Monday Mass stuff. Coming up next for me and for you, surf fans. So from Lemoore, California, we take the traveling circus to Sacarema, Rio, Brazil. The Oi Rio Pro is coming right up. And I think this contest is going to be... This is where you're going to start to see the championship run take shape. So we've had 2.5 events on the championship tour. Men's and women will go down to compete. And from what we're seeing, Sacarema is going to be firing. So, you know... Again, this is a contest that always garners a lot of conversation. And here are some stats from the event. Since 2011, this event has not been won by a Goofy Foot. So I'm thinking Goofy Foot's are going to come correct this year. Italo Ferreira, Gabriel Medina, one of those two guys is going to win. John Florence will be in the conversation. He's pissed right now. Did you see the look on his face when he basically blew it five times in a row at the Surf Ranch? He was angry. He wants revenge and redemption, and he's going to take it out on the waves of Sakurima. So that's starting, what, May 11th or something? I don't know. I'm on a travel bender. I was in Sydney for 2 days for the Vans Park Series Continental Championships. Came back from there. Immediately made my way to here. Back it up. I was in Dallas for a Red Bull This Is Live live demo. Then I went to Sydney for 2 days. Now I'm in Lemoore 4 days. And from here, I have 1 day at home. Then I go to the Oi Rio Pro in Sacarima, Brazil. Come back from that. Go back to Brazil for the Vans Park Series. Come back from that. I go to Los Cabos Open of Surf. And yes, that's my vibe. Back to the Oi Rio Pro. It's always a tough contest to put together a fantasy team for. I would say you have to have Italo Ferreira. You have to have Medina. Kind of have to have Adriano. I don't know if you can have all of them. You have John Florence. I don't think Slater's going to go. I don't know if any announcement's been made. Iago Dora. Looking for a rookie. You must put Griffin Colapinto on your team. I think judging by the waves that we're going to see down there, and he's awesome. I always pick him. Connor Coffin. Because I love him. I love how he surfs. So that's May 11th through the 20th. Stop number 4 on the men's and women's championship tour. And it's gonna be tight because the waves are gonna be firing. And that's gonna be awesome. Part of our year, our crew, our team, the Los Cabos Open of Surf. That starts June 13th. Los Cabos Open of Surf is an incredible event, and this is the time right now for you to get your tickets to Cabo. If you go to one surf contest this year, go to the Los Cabos Open of Surf. Women's QS 6000 action, men's and women's pro junior action, zippers, just a ripping little right-hander. The beach vibe is incredible. Restaurants and bars set up right on the sand. It's the best time of year in Cabo, June. So it's just getting hot, still got that kind of springtime vibe. That's when waves start coming through. And I'm not telling you to go down there and just sit at the beach and watch a surf contest. There's waves everywhere around this area. And of course, if you want to go party, Cabo, come on. I'm working on a video series, 10 Reasons to Go to Los Cabos Open of Surf. It's going to be out soon. Stay tuned for that. Okay. What's surf news? That was surf news. That was. WSL enough during this episode? So be it. I'm back on tour, baby. Get used to it. Also, Vans Park Series kicks off in Sao Paulo. Also in June. Man, a lot of cool stuff happening. And I'll be there to cover it all for you, Monday Mass listeners. Thank you to the Los Cabos Open of Surf, which is coming up in mid-June. Go to loscabosopenofsurf.com for more information. Thank you to Baja Bound Insurance, BajaBound.com. Also, you online, Quincy Woodwrights, South Coast Surf Shops, Superbrand. Now's the time to give away some Superbrand trunks. Actually, go to my Instagram, and that's where you'll find how to win yourself a pair of Superbrand trunks just in time for summer. Superbrand, just in time for summer. Summertime, time to get Superbrand. I'm losing it. I'm in a hotel room overlooking a cow field next to one of the world's best waves. Chew on that. Yes. Stay tuned. More Monday Mass sometime, a week from now. I didn't have to say that. You know it's coming. All right. Hey, give me your comments, concerns, questions. DM me at my Instagram, @ChrisCote. Also, subscribe on iTunes and comment, review, do whatever, hate on this podcast, if you like, on the comment section on iTunes. That would be much appreciated. Listen to all the other great podcasts on the U Online Network, Pantorian U, Bodega Border Crew, Can of Culture, Let Me Drink About It, etc. All right, I got to start packing my stuff. I'm going home, and then I'm going to Brazil. Obrigado.